Car dealers are managing a new norm, with many showrooms closed under coronavirus restrictions. However, even though showrooms are closed, you can still get your car serviced at a dealer. More on the ripple effects in the automotive industry from Doug Wells, general manager of Ray Catena Mercedes-Benz in Edison, New Jersey. Doug, what are things like?
The business has come to a slow, quiet crawl. We now have the green light where our service departments are still open because it's essential to be able to get your cars taken care of and have the safety recalls handled in a timely manner. And we are now allowed to, showrooms are closed, but we can do online shopping and we can deliver cars, you know, with almost a touchless thing where they just have to come in, sign the paperwork real quick down in our service department, or we can deliver it to their home.
That's interesting. I didn't think about actual delivery from the showroom. What percentage of people do that ordinarily, and is that percentage up right now?
Well, most people would normally come to the dealership and come to the showroom because they want to go through the whole experience of seeing the car, getting the whole lesson on the car, and so on. Right now, nobody's allowed to come to the showrooms, so we have to deliver them either in our service drive or we have to take the car to their home or office.
We're speaking with Doug Wells. He's the general manager of Ray Catena Mercedes-Benz in Edison, New Jersey, talking about how the auto industry has been affected by the coronavirus restrictions. With car dealerships in general here, are we looking at pent-up demand once business resumes as normal, say, I don't know, mid-late summer? Because this is not like the restaurant business where lost meals that aren't purchased are just lost. I mean, there's still, I presume, going to be some demand for cars.
My guess is you're going to definitely have pent-up demand because you're going to have a lot of clients that their leases or company vehicles or some things like that need to be changed or are coming to an end, so they have to get into a new one. I'm going to say that you are going to see a pent-up demand, and I think it's going to be in everything, is my guess. A perfect example, I don't mean to go off course, but a friend of mine has a restaurant that yesterday he decided to do online ordering and curbside pickup, and this is a restaurant that doesn't do takeout. And they were jam-packed.
I wonder, too, about the psychology of all this. Might people decide to now purchase cars on a whim just because they feel great that the pandemic restrictions have been lifted and they're so relieved to get back out and decide, you know what, you only live once. We're going to buy a car or a new car.
I'm going to say yes. I think that mindset happens all the time because in the car industry, believe it or not, the busiest month for the car dealers is December. And a lot of that is because people are in the buying mood, they're happy, they want to spend money, they want to give things, they've got bonus money and so on. So I'm going to say that a lot of people are going to buy things that they normally would not have bought because this is not a dress rehearsal. So if you have the ability to do something, do it.
Yeah.
Because it could end tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, Doug. Doug Wells, general manager of Ray Catena Mercedes-Benz in Edison, New Jersey.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.